There are 400 words in the three readings from this week's Old Testament, New Testament, Gospel readings. 400. And as I contemplated the readings and looked at my commentaries and thought about things and flipped coins and did rock, paper, scissors and do all the things I do to get ready for a homily, two words popped out consistently in my head. Be opened. And context is important when we speak, because be opened, in my mind, has always been Jesus saying to this person, be opened, be loosened, be clear, you're able to talk and to hear and to communicate. Be opened. Sort of a command. As I spent time with it these last couple of weeks and some of the commentaries, I sort of thought about it in a different way. It became for me an invitation, and as with all invitations, a challenge. He was saying to this man and to the people who were around him, be opened. Be opened to what I'm saying to you. Be open to what I'm preaching. Be open to what I am doing. Be open to who I am, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Christ, the one who is to come. Be open to those things. And if you are, then your life will be different. So it's less a command and more an invitation. Now, the elephant in the room has not gone away. The news cycle has moved on. But if you've been listening to the news and kind of watching some of the undertones, a lot of the different attorneys general and district attorneys are beginning to request records from the churches across the country, Illinois, New Jersey, Florida. I anticipate that throughout the country, other states will be doing the same thing. I don't think Colorado will be too far behind, Washington, California. Because it hasn't gone away. The challenge hasn't gone away. The problem hasn't gone away. The bishops will be meeting in October, and we hope that they invite the Spirit into their conversations, into their thoughts, and into their prayers, and into the processes that they're going to enter into to make themselves more accountable, more transparent. We hope that. We hope that they are open to the Spirit's presence in their lives so that moving forward, the Spirit, who is always present in our church, can lead them to a place of goodness in God's grace. We hope that. That's certainly my prayer. But we also have to be open in our own minds and our own hearts and our own lives for the presence of the Spirit, because the Spirit does indeed lead us. The Spirit comes in fire and thunder and lightning and lights up the day as on Pentecost, sets our hearts on fire as on Pentecost. But the Spirit also comes and whispers to us, listen, listen. Be open to the Spirit in your lives. Be open to the Spirit in your lives, because it's always present, always inviting us, always opening opportunities and challenges for us in our own prayer life, in our own lives, in our own personal lives, in the scriptures that we read, in the readings from the saints that we read. We are challenged to be open to what they have to say. And I tell you, some days it's a real challenge for me to be open to the things that are going on. But I think that's what Jesus is saying to us today. Be open. Be open to what's coming. Be open to what's here. Be open to what has been, with new eyes, with new perceptions, with new prayers. We're all a part of this. The Spirit has not left us. The Spirit is present, and the Spirit is saying, be open. I have no idea what's going to happen at the bishop's meeting. I have no idea what's going on in the Vatican. And frankly, I don't really want to know. My concern, my love, my presence, my ministry is here. And so my prayer is for the community. Be open. This is my third Newman Center, and all of the Newman Centers I have been at have that reputation of being open and welcoming and available to the Spirit. And when they are that, they do wonderful things, and this community is doing wonderful things individually and as a community, and it's wonderful to see. And so I am glad that we are open to the Spirit. I'm glad that we continue to be that for the people who come and see us as guests or as people just passing through for this, that, or the other thing. I was in school here a long time ago. I came to the Newman Center, and it's better than it ever was. More open, more welcoming, more faith-filled, because we are open to the Spirit. And I would encourage that. Be open. Be still. Be open.